brought to you by GMSDC Radio and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Let's Talk Small Business with your host, Stacy Key.
Good morning and welcome to this edition of Let's Talk Small Business. It's Tuesday, August the 26th, and we're excited that you're joining us. As you know, Let's Talk Business is the show dedicated to small businesses and entrepreneurs. You want to tune in every Tuesday at 11:30. Grab your lunch, grab your coworkers and colleagues, and sit down and enjoy Let's Talk Small Business. Everybody knows small business is the engine that drives this economy. And here at Eld Let's Talk Small Business, we're going to bring you topics and issues that help you in growing your business. We're real excited today to be bringing you two pretty phenomenal guests. We've got Karen Davis and Maria Peck from ACE. ACE is an organization that helps entrepreneurs with capital and access to capital. Ladies, thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thank you, Stacy.
So first of all, we're going to start with you, Karen. So tell us about ACE. What is ACE? What does it do? How long have you been there? How did you get here? Give us your story. We want to hear your story.
So Access to Capital for Entrepreneurs was founded by Grace Fricks.
ACE, Access to Capital for Entrepreneurs. I like that.
And it's based out of North Georgia, up in Cleveland, Georgia. And in 2011, we opened an office in Decatur. And so ACE has been around for about 14 years, providing access to capital to small businesses that may fall in the rural market, low income, women as a particular focus as of late. And so we are a CDFI as well, Community Development Financial Institution, working with SBA and receiving funds through CDFI. I came to ACE actually almost... No, this month, 2 years ago.
Okay.
As their Healthy Food Finance Director. Healthy Food Finance Director. We'll probably talk about it a little later.
I was going to say, what does Healthy Food Finance Director do?
So ACE has a number of loan products. Mm-hmm. And as part of the national movement to increase access to healthy foods, that was one of the initiatives that ACE kicked off in 2012, we received a $500,000 award from U.S. Treasury to promote healthy food access in Northwest Atlanta and some other areas in Georgia in partnership with the Falcons Youth Foundation. And so I started there and then in the past year began working on the WISE initiative, which is Women Investing in Successful Entrepreneurs.
Okay.
And so 2 years later, I'm now the strategic initiatives director.
For all the stuff.
For all the stuff.
That's
exactly,
right.
Exactly.
So let's also talk to Maria. If you can take a little bit, tell us about your background. How did you end up at ACE?
Sure, Stacy. I started with ACE 3 years ago, and the reason I started with ACE is because I'm actually a former entrepreneur. I used to own a restaurant, a Peruvian restaurant in Decatur, for 6 years, and so I know firsthand how hard it is to access capital. Luckily, I found an agency very much like ACE that lent me some money. So when I decided to sell the restaurant and stayed home with my daughter for 2 years and was ready to come back into the workforce, I found ACE. I wanted to make a difference and also reach out to those business owners that were looking for the same thing I was looking when I struggled 6 years during having my small business.
And you've got the experience. You've been there. You've lived it. So you're probably a very good resource for small businesses because you've been in the shoes that they wear every single day.
Absolutely. I understand what they go through. So ACE is a wonderful fit. That's our focus, is to help small business owners access capital. And by doing that, we're creating jobs in Georgia.
Excellent. So ACE has been around. Grace Frick started it. So tell me, are you part of a larger network? What is your infrastructure? What is
ACE is a CDFI. And a CDFI is a Community Financial Development Institution, and that is a certification that's awarded to us by the Treasury Department. What does that mean? That means that we're a financial institution. We're not a depository institution. We can make loans, and our focus is to target those market areas that are not being targeted. So low and moderate income, okay, women, business owners, minorities. So that is where our focus is, and we do that. And also the focus of giving the loans to this in markets is to create jobs. That is the whole idea of a CDFI.
Okay. So CDFI, primarily you were initially focused in Northwest Georgia. And so you've moved into the Metro Atlanta market. So there's a focus here of providing loans and access to capital for whether you talked about WISE, which is women. You talked about underserved. So you're looking to grow that segment of our population by providing access to capital, creating additional jobs, and growing communities.
Absolutely. And you mentioned that our initial focus was in North Georgia. That is correct. But when the downturn of the economy happened in 2007 and the banks stopped lending to small business owners, we stepped up to the plate. And we opened the doors and started lending to those businesses that were looking for capital to either start or grow their businesses. So our focus has shifted from North Georgia, and now we're largely working in the Metro Atlanta area, and that is the larger area that we're serving.
Okay, great. So tell me, how does ACE do what you do? How does that happen? Do you have seminars, you have classes, you have partners? Talk to me about how you do what you do, and so well.
So one of the things, we just recently kind of did an in-house analysis to see where do the customers come from. And one of the things we learned that the majority of our customers come through word of mouth. We have a website that we think is really great that promotes what ACE does. We have people like me who I don't do loans specifically, but I'm out kind of on the street developing partnerships, building relationships with other groups who serve entrepreneurs who could use our services. But we learned that our biggest referral sources come through word of mouth, and then secondarily through the banks. ACE has a lot of bank partners.
Oh, the banks refer to you because you're a financial institution. You're not a deposit institution, but you're a financial institution. Mm-hmm. So you're in the same space with the banking partners.
We're in the same space, but as you know, a business that's starting, a business that may be in a non-traditional market will have more challenges with accessing capital through traditional financial institutions. And so they actually look at us as a resource for them rather than telling people, you know, I'm sorry, we can't help you. They work with us to make referrals over to us to see if we can work with those clients. And so we meet with them and have relationships with pretty much all of the large scale and smaller banks so that they are clear on what our criteria includes and they're able to make good referrals and not just
referrals. I've gone to a bank and they've said, you know what, maybe not quite, let's put you in touch with ACE. What makes them recommend ACE? Is it that they don't quite meet some banking standards? They don't quite have the package buttoned up? Tell me how they're referring to ACE because you can help them button up the package. You can, maybe they don't need, you know, $1 million, but they need 10,000. Tell me why they're referring to ACE and what's your sweet spot?
Absolutely. The reason a bank will refer us a client falls in three different boxes. One could be credit, personal or business credit related. We all know with the downturn of economy, we have gone through some personal issues that might have affected our personal or business credit. So they're no longer qualified for the banking standards, and they'll send them to us so we can help them because we're a lot more flexible with that. The second thing could be an industry that the bank does not have an appetite for. Maybe is a restaurant that is too new and the bank is not interested in that type of loan. Or perhaps the amount is too small for what the bank is interested in. Like you said, 10, 20, 50,000 mm-hmm. even. It costs the bank a lot of money to service a loan of that size. They prefer to do a bit larger, maybe 150. For us, we start our loans at 500 and we go up to 50,000 and we mm-hmm. still have a commercial side that can do up to 250. Our sweet spot in the micro loans, which is anything below 50,000, is going to be about 25, and in the commercial loans is going to be 150,000. So because our requirements, our basic requirements are a lot more flexible and our service is one-on-one and we look at our clients on a case by case, the banks love the relationship that we have with them and the partnership because they no longer have to tell the client a final no, but now they have a resource to go to. If we do end up doing a loan with a client, that means more deposits for the banks, more products that they can sell them. And so it's a win-win situation for everyone.
Excellent. Excellent. So as I think about, ACE, do you offer to small businesses any kind of developmental, educational programs to help them? Maybe do you help put together the package? I do need a loan. I might need some assistance because I'm not quite sure. Are my financial ratios correct? Do you assist with any of those kinds of things to help them button up what they need to do, or even strategy?
So, yes, as part of what we have with ACE is our business advisory services. And so, unfortunately, on the front end, we don't do so much as far as the preparation. And that's something that, you know, over time, we're looking at the data on that. How many people do we actually turn away? And how can we work more closely with those businesses to help them get into a space where they actually can receive a loan? And again, that's part of what I do, working with other partners to figure out, okay, we've had 20 businesses apply for microloans. How can we help those businesses connect to the resources to get them to a place? Because 9 times out of 10, as Maria would share, is credit related issues that are, can, they're not insurmountable. It's just not where it needs to be right now. And so we want to try to direct them to resources. Once you get an actual loan from ACE, our business advisory services kick in, and it runs the full gamut from one-on-one coaching and counseling. If you need accounting or legal or marketing services, we connect you with consultants that we work with that's more often than not free of charge. Mm-hmm. Those additional services, which are completely invaluable and hard to find anywhere else. If you usually get a loan, you get a loan and go back out the door. But actually, we invest in the entirety of the business, the person, their service needs beyond just the capital to make the business prosper.
One of the things we've been talking about is that whole business credit, and that many small businesses or entrepreneurs don't realize they have business credit, for one, how it impacts what they do. And we've talked about educating them. If someone's interested in working with ACE, is there any kind of minimum requirements or minimum standards that I must have in terms to work with ACE or be engaged at ACE?
Absolutely. We do have a grid that we have developed that has some basic requirements. Our minimum credit score, and this is on the personal side, not on the business side, is 550. We're not looking at the business credit because we work a lot with the very true startups, those that have not even opened doors yet. So we can't really judge them.
There's no business credit to look
credit.
At.
Absolutely. So we're going to focus on their personal credit. So we're going to focus on four factors. It's going to be credit, collateral, cash flow, and capital investment. And the capital investment piece, as we all know, and the banks will say, is what's the skin in the game?
Absolutely. And so how much, you got to have some in there.
Absolutely. So how much of your own personal money are you willing to invest into this wonderful idea you just presented to us? Because simply, we don't want to be the only one risking on this project. The collateral, well, no, we need to be guaranteed somehow. So, but we are flexible about the collateral, and you know, we can provide those guidelines one-on-one. Credit score, like I said, minimum credit score 550. That's very lenient. If anything, we won't be giving you a $50,000 loan, but the $5,000 that we can give you is going to help you two ways.
Right. Impact the business in some way.
Absolutely. You inject some capital into your business, and two, you will be rebuilding that personal credit, which is going to be so valuable for you in the future as a successful business.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about impact, because what you're doing is helping the economy throughout this great state of Georgia grow. So talk to me about impact and what impact ACE has had since you started on this community in the state of Georgia.
So ACE has grown tremendously, and our growth, of course, is because of the amount of loans that we're doing and the amount of entrepreneurs that we're serving. And so ACE has recently reached its milestone of 23 million in loans.
Congratulations.
Thank you
23
so very
million.
Much. Yes. And that's to 540 businesses.
Okay.
That have created 3,500 created and or sustain 3,500 jobs in this great state of Georgia,
absolutely,
which is something that we are very excited about.
Thank you guys for all you do. That's phenomenal. Excellent. Excellent.
So that's in and of itself a huge impact, mm-hmm, to the economy. As I mentioned earlier, we have loan products that are specific to also empowerment. For example, the WISE initiative. You know, we want to grow businesses. We want to have an impact in other ways. The studies have shown, of course, that women are starting more businesses, but those businesses are not growing in revenue at the same rate.
Pace. Mm-hmm.
And creating jobs at the same pace. And so part of what we're doing with our WISE initiative is also trying to have an impact in that space. If the issue is around confidence or not understanding how to use capital to truly grow your business to the next level, we're trying to have impact in that area as well. So that's a milestone that we hope to share at our next interview time.
So you talk about WISE. Tell us all the WISE women.
Women investing in successful entrepreneurs.
Okay, so talk to us about the WISE program. What? Tell me all about that. When did it start? What is it? What's it doing in the community?
Sure. So we launched WISE in October 2013 as part of the impact that we said that we would make as part of the Clinton Global Initiative. ACE received the honor of being invited to participate in the Clinton Global Initiative America Recovery. And as part of our commitment, we created the WISE initiative to focus specifically on women. We said we would establish a $2.5 million loan fund that would specifically target women. We would serve 225 women in the business advisory services space and of course, do the loans. In addition to that, really bringing awareness around this issue of women accessing capital. In that space, we've been able to partner with a lot of the national associations and local associations that focus on women. And I think I was a little surprised to hear from all of them pretty much that accessing capital is a key issue.
If I'm hearing correctly, it's the number one issue is the capital piece. And you think in today's time, that's still such a challenge with all the resources that are available, but it is.
It really is. And so we're trying to really address that by, one, making sure that people know about the microloan space. As Maria said, startups pretty much have nowhere else to go except for the microlending space, and there aren't many out
friends
there. Friends and families and credit cards, which, you know, probably isn't the best. And when you look at the interest rates, it's going to be a lot higher. The family feuding will probably increase. And so ACE becomes a really, really viable option for businesses. And so having opportunities like this that we'd love to thank you again for being able to share what we do and how we do what we do and just kind of the exciting initiatives that we have underway like WISE.
And so what's been the impact of WISE? Because it's a new initiative, it's a new program. And so tell me some initial feedback on that program.
So one, we might have undershot our goal because since November 2013, we've already reached 2.1 million in loans. So we've been able to really, you know, hit that target. And we've served, I think the number is like 24 women already in that space. And so we've been really achieving the goal that we set out that was a 2-year target. We've achieved pretty much in the first 9 months, which says to us that there's a huge and real need. And so ACE is going to, beyond the 2015 CGI commitment, make this a permanent part of what ACE does in this space. We also launched our initiative with an initial seed funding from the Calvert Foundation. Out the gate, they gave us $500,000. They love what we did, and they were happy to participate with that. And so in addition to that, we've held networking events. We have a WISE speed coaching event coming up on November 5th that we're very excited about. And again, partnering with other organizations. NABO has made us an affiliate organization. We're also partnering with ProWin. So in just 9 months, we're moving full steam ahead with WISE.
Excellent. Now, WISE is one program, but you've got also, talk about some of the other programs that you have at ACE. Is there a green loan, green loans, or tell me about that?
We do. We offer a green loan product. It's called Georgia Green Loans. And this loan fund is specifically dedicated to those businesses that want to, they are either green, helping the environment in some way, or want to become green or more energy efficient. So we do have that product available. And we identified with the client to see if they, in fact, are green by doing a small questionnaire with them.
So businesses that are green, are there other focuses such as energy or health IT or any of those other hot sectors that are Georgia's known for?
Absolutely. We do have an energy efficiency product right now, and that is to convert any existing. Actually, what it does is it helps you be more energy efficient by changing some of the current things that you're using in your building or business, and we will prove they do want the impact. They want us to show impact on how they were able to save on that energy change.
Excellent. Because, you know, Georgia's got some, you know, between film and health IT and sustainability are all key areas that businesses need to focus on in terms of new business ventures, which is clearly some key industries.
I'm glad you said that, because those are some industries that we are looking at targeting a lot more, especially the film industry, which is growing tremendously in Georgia. I remember sitting in the Senate Finance Committee meetings when they were trying to get the tax credits passed, and it was a huge win for our states to be able to offer that, so that the film industry can really blow up the way that it has in Georgia. And so we know that there are a lot of subs in that space. A lot,
absolutely.
You know, everybody's not
that
a big
capital.
Exactly, everyone's
yeah,
not a big
capital.
Production company, and so we want to reach that target market very clearly. So hopefully, some of those folks are listening and will learn more about ACE and the opportunities that we present for them.
We've got a focus coming in October where we're going to be focused on the film industry. So we're going to have some guests on multiple shows that talk about the ins and out and how minorities can play. Because one of the challenges that we're hearing is that minority businesses don't know how to tap into the film industry. And so there's a wealth of resources. There's lots of options. We're number three now behind New York and LA. So we are the booming in terms of the filming industry. So we want small businesses to have an opportunity to play there. So there'll be a focus on that. And we'll make that tie and that transition to ACE as part of that as well.
Thank you. That will be.
Thank you.
We'll tell all of them, ACE has money. ACE has money.
We do.
Yes, you do. You absolutely have money. And so earlier this year, your CEO, Grace Fricks, was selected by the Georgia SBA as the Financial Service Champion of the Year. Wow. The Financial Service Champion of the Year. Out of all the others, it was ACE. So tell me about that. And I know she's excited, but I know you're excited as well, because that really says a lot about your organization. And so take a little bit and talk about that.
Well, let me tell you, Grace Fricks she's had a good year this year. Let's just say that. And hopefully this will get Maria and I both a raise. Maybe let's toot her horn a little bit.
We got a solution for that. Oh, we had on another show, we talked about something.
Am I helping with that?
Okay. Well, I tell you, I think that Maria would echo this point, that we are very happy to be working for a woman like Grace Fricks. In addition to the honor you just mentioned, she was listed in the top 100 most influential in Georgia Trend magazine in January. She also was asked to speak on a panel at the Clinton Global Initiative in Denver this year, their annual meeting with Hillary Clinton right there in the audience. And that was a huge honor.
It's phenomenal.
Yes. Wise on a national stage. And so Grace alone has received numerous honors this past year. And additionally, ACE, you know, was listed as in the top 10 microfinance companies by CNN Money in 2011. And we've just continued to receive support from organizations who believe in what we do, like Babcock, like Calvert Foundation, and even our banking partners have really stepped up to support this organization, because, you know, as you know, microfinance, it's a hard space to be in. And the fact that we've had the success that we have had over the past 14 years really speaks to Grace's leadership and why she received that honor.
Excellent.
I think they can see clearly the impact that we have made in Georgia. 3,500 retain and save jobs is not a small number.
No, it is not a small feat. And so what do you see on the horizon for ACE? What's the next chapter? Because, again, this financing is not going away. It continues to be a challenge. What's the next chapter with ACE?
Our next chapter, I think, is going to be us focusing on more educational pieces. We want to help the entrepreneur not only after the loan, but before the loan. We have 14 years of experience in the financial aspect of how to make a loan. We see every day what the clients are coming with, their financials. We look at their taxes in and out. So we understand what they need to learn. So what we want to do in the future, hopefully, is provide classes and more educational pieces that will help the clients understand their cash flow, budgeting, anything related to financials, but also anything related to becoming a great entrepreneur, to have the prior education and knowledge of what it takes to be an entrepreneur, because maybe I could still have my restaurant if I had gone through the steps of preparation before I started my restaurant.
So you're trying to address the whole entrepreneur at this point, and in education, providing the resources, access to capital, and then after the fact, continue that education. So kind of the holistic view.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
To the entrepreneur. And Karen, you've got programs all over the place. You got WISE and Green. We got this. We've got that. Talk about what's the next chapter for you at ACE.
Well, we're really hoping to, again, broaden the focus around women, whether it's through, becoming a women business center, which would be a great opportunity for ACE if we're able to achieve something along those lines, and really expanding what WISE can do for women, I think, is the focus for me, is really broadening the approach and the reach to reach women where they are and really specialize in that area. So that's kind of what's on the horizon for me. The healthy food finance work is something that is very meaningful when you think about food deserts and low-income communities not having access.
Absolutely.
And so, ACE will continue to work in that space and provide opportunities for food retailers to access capital, because just like others, they tend to struggle in that space. And so really plugging in to that particular industry is something that ACE would like to continue to let people know that we're doing. But most of my focus will start to shift into the WISE space.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, there's a keen focus on women throughout the country and throughout, actually globally, helping women to grow and have businesses. And I think many of the major corporations are going to be focused, and GMSDC will have a focus in 2015, which is our 40th anniversary, on women of color. So we will be reaching out to several of our partners as part of that to ensure that we make an impact on women of color in 2015 and beyond. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate. I don't know which one of you want, but how does someone reach ACE? Tell me how to reach them. I've hear it. I've got to find out. I need money. How do I reach ACE?
Absolutely. If you want to know more about our loan products, you can call me, Maria Peck, at 404-717-2282. You can also go to our website, www.aceloans.org, ACELOANS.org.
And if you'd like to reach me, Karen Davis, to talk more about or learn more about the WISE program, Women Invested in Successful Entrepreneurs, 404-295-2755.
Ladies, thank you again. First of all, I want to thank our sponsors, the Coca-Cola Company, Ronstadt, Cox Enterprises, and Georgia Power. This is part of a series that will stay tuned for more on financial resources to help you grow your business. Thanks for tuning in. So as America goes, so goes small business. See you next time on Let's Talk Small Business.